Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on April 12 regarding Angela Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L. As per the medical records provided, Angela Manuel was seen at Christiana Care Urgent Care on 6/21/21. Period. She reported she fell at work on 6/7/21 and the right hand and wrist took the brunt of the fall. Period. She had been experiencing decreasing strength in the hand and wrist as well as pain. Period. She related also receiving sutures in her hand, most likely at another facility. Period. Upon exam, she had x-rays of the right hand to be inserted. Period. She was diagnosed with right hand contusion, comma, pain, comma, enclosed non-displaced fracture of the base of the fifth metacarpal bone of the right hand. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph on 6/28/21. She was seen in that regard by Dr. Eichenbaum, E-I-C-H-E-N-B-A-U-M. Period. He noted she had been placed in a splint. Period. She had been out of work due to the injury. Period. He wrote, x-rays were concerning for acute, the subacute non-displaced fracture at the base of the fifth metacarpal bone. Period. Possible fracture involving the base of the fourth metacarpal bone with adjacent small fracture fragments. Period. There was a tiny ossific density adjacent to the ulnar aspect of the trapezium that may reflect age indeterminate avulsion fracture. Period. There was a 3 millimeter curvilinear foreign body within the soft tissues of the thumb along the palmar aspect. Period. Additional x-rays showed a minimally displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal base with possible intra-articular extension. Period. There was no clear evidence of fourth metacarpal fracture. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of minimally displaced right fifth metacarpal base fracture, but he placed her in a splint to wear at all times. Period. She could begin to wean it in 2 to 3 weeks. Period. She was removed from work. Period. She followed up with Dr. Eichenbaum periodically over the next few months. Period. On 10/2/21, x-rays showed solid healing of the minimally displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal base. Period. The hand was no longer swollen. Period. She had full fist and full extension, as well as flexor and extensor tendon function was present. Period. There was mild tenderness at the fifth metacarpal base. Period. She was neurovascularly intact with no rotational deformity. Period. She was released from care to full duty. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the painful area. Period. She was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Findings and conclusions on 5/31/21. Angela Manuel fell at work onto her right hand. Period. She may have been seen at an emergency room where sutures were placed. Period. She then followed up at Christiana Care Urgent Care on 6/21/21. Period. They had her undergo x-rays, as noted above. Period. She was placed in a splint and then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Eichenbaum beginning 6/28/21. Period. He had her placed in an ulnar gutter splint and removed her from work. Period. He monitored her progress over the next few months through 10/20/21. at which point her exam was unrevealing. In paragraph, this case will be rated for a right fifth metacarpal base fracture. That was non-displaced and healed without any complications. Period. End.